Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back again to Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com, Hour 2. I'm just going to go ahead and pull up Judy. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, Judy? Thank you for holding on, by the way.
Hi, Bradley. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
My concern is, you say that what we tolerate, we have to live with. But how do you individually combat this? Because I got took to school in 2011 at our county commissioners. It's totally a socialist setup. They grant rights and permits to who they want to and who they don't want to.
Yeah. Just hang on a second, though, Judy. Let's have a conversation here. Let me answer the first thing you asked. What did our forefathers do?
They rebelled.
Well, they didn't really rebel. They defied. Let's use the proper verbiage here. They defied what? Tyranny. That's why they said resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. They realized that the king across the pond, the tyrant King George III, wasn't going to be ruled by God. And our forefathers did everything they possibly could by offering olive branches, peace offerings, and he refused to hear what the colonists had to say. So it came to a point where push came to shove, and then our forefathers stood up and they said, no, we're not going to be ruled by you anymore. We're going to establish our own form of government. So you said they rebelled, but let's be more specific about that. What did they do when they had to deal with a tyrant?
You know,
there's the problem, Judy. When you read the Declaration, I'm not smacking you down. But this
that's fine.
Okay, this is the problem that we're having in this country, is because most people don't even understand their history. And if they don't know where they came from, they surely don't know where they're going. And by the way, this is all by design, but we can sit there and say, look what the bad guys have done. Wait a second. Look what the American people have allowed the bad guys to do. That's the problem we're having. Put that up against Hosea 4:6. When you look at the Declaration of Independence, three-quarters of that documentation is our forefathers throwing off tyrants that would not be ruled by God. So you can sit here and tell me about how this is socialist and how the bad guys are doing this and how it's all, they're all allied and doing what they're doing. Put that up against 330 million people. Do you know how stupid that conversation looks to the facts? That's all I'm trying to say.
Yes, I do, and I agree. But what do you do now?
What do we do now? I mean, as if to suggest that we're not supposed to do the same things that our forefathers established, especially when they told us to do just that. See,
but just right now, I'm in court. One of my renters is living off of me free. I go to court, and that judge, when I try to fight back, the bailiff tells me he's going to take me out. When I go to my doctor, I go to the labs, I don't wear a mask. Everybody else has masks on.
Yeah.
They never even tell me to put a mask on. I just do my thing, and I go out, and it's like there's not even a mask rule. But when I go to court, which I have commercial property and real, and they just throw me out. They just tell me what I have to do, and, you know, how do you combat that whenever it's all of them against one?
Okay, it's not. See, that's there again. We're taking counsel from our fears rather than counsel from the Word of God. Let me go back just in, and I want to hit a couple things here, okay? That whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute new government, laying its foundations on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence. Okay? Prudence. Wisdom in the way of caution. Indeed, as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and their happiness. So, we can all sit back together and we can feed on the spirit of the mainstream media that lies to us all day long. Or the American people can begin to communicate one with another and begin to take lawful process all the way through and settle for nothing less than what we're going for in the sense of our end aim here. And what I'm talking about is Americans are sick and tired of the corruption. They are. We already see what they're doing right now in Washington, D.C. They're setting the stage. They're creating the crisis. And then what they're doing is out of that chaos and crisis they're creating, they're attempting to bring a new order. And the new order is this. You better not stand up against the corrupt in government, because if you do, we're going to demonize you and polarize you and even go so far as to incriminate you. Okay?
What exactly. That is,
okay. Ma'am, you almost want to justify the unjustifiable here. Exactly, that's what I'm talking about. Well, that's not what I'm talking about. I get excited about resolve. I get excited about bringing the answers that we need in this country, not giving power over to the enemy and say, yeah, that's what I'm saying too. There's nothing we can do about it. Come on.
So you're saying we need to get groups together?
No. What did I just say? I just read the Declaration of Independence for you, ma'am. So please don't put words into my mouth. I don't tolerate it on a personal level, okay? If I have an issue along the way, I will deal with it along the way. And I have over and over. I've set many lawful precedents in the United States of America, ma'am. And when the American people individually or corporately begin to mean what they say and do what they say, then things are going to change, and not until then. Put that up against Isaiah 51, verse 4.
If I individually knew what to do when I go to court and they tell me to shut up and get out and this guy can keep living on me, I would do it.
Well, I don't know where he would get a. I don't know what you're doing in court, by the way, because I'm not there, and I'm not suggesting that you are. But if someone's treating you in an ill fashion,
landlord moratorium.
Okay.
Let him live off of me.
Oh, well, I would have a serious problem with that right there, because there's no law.
I
do. Oh, well, okay. Well, then you're finding out. I mean, it's almost like you're combating or contending with me as to what you should do. There's laws in place. And if a judge is violating that law, the Constitution, ma'am, says that he sits during good behavior, Article 3, Section 1. If he acts outside of the scope of authority that's been given unto him, then you are to take responsibility and have him impeached. Article 2, Section 4.
I ask them, and they say the CDC moratorium lets them run over me like this.
No. See, there again, policy, this is where the waves are beginning to roll over the top of the people, and it's happening because people don't know the law. And we are the strength of the Constitution, ma'am, and if we fail to be the strength of the Constitution, we're going to keep talking about them. Hey, can I ask you a question,
right,
Judy?
Right.
Who does that judge work for? Who does he work for? He's a civil officer.
He's supposed to work for the people.
Exactly. So if he's not doing that, then what do you need to do?
Recall him or vote him out?
No. We don't need to recall him. We don't need for him to continue down the road for two more years to commit more crimes against the people. No,
right.
I already told you to impeach him. This is what you find in the U.S. Constitution. He doesn't have a right to do the wrong thing, ma'am. He doesn't have a right to do that, so therefore you're going to have to right the wrongs. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back on the other side.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with a free subscription from Avid Market Highlights Report. With gold prices hitting new highs in 2020, investors are just beginning to push into junior gold miner stocks. And we want to send you research that can position you to win with this red-hot gold stock opportunity in the market. Text WIN to 48542 for more info on gold miner investment opportunities now with your free subscription to Market Highlights Report. Text the word WIN to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the winningest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word WIN to 48542. Text WIN to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text WIN to 48542.
Again to the Sons of Liberty. You know what it comes down to, friends, if we heard the last caller? And again, I'm not jumping all over the top of her, but it shows you what happens when people become ignorant of their own laws and their own history. They don't know where they're going. But that's what they said. Who's they? Your employees. They are telling you what? They're acting more like the employer than the employee. That's your problem. You must deal with that problem. If you want to make America great again, friends, you better cause our public servants and civil officers and representatives fear the punishment again. It's that simple. That law applies to all of us, not some of us. Nobody in any position of government is above the law. This is what the American people have failed to come to the realization of. They're not above the law. They don't have some congressional immunities to go ahead and do what they want, when they want, and how they want. And you better not say anything about it. You know, this last caller, with all due respect, I mean, you need to shut your television off. That's what you need to do. You need to shut your television off and feed on the Word of God. I mean, even having that conversation with you shows me as to who you're listening to. And it's foreign to the U.S. Constitution. And by the way, because you're unwilling to stand up against it, and I'm not suggesting that you were, ma'am, but so many are, because you're unwilling to right the wrongs, they're going to be encouraged to do it all the more. And that's what's happening today. Hey, what American, understanding the price paid for their freedoms, is going to allow corruption to desecrate the memories of those that sacrificed themselves in giving us the freedoms in which we have? First and foremost, Jesus Christ. Who's going to tolerate that? It's a lack of gratitude towards God that you're allowing these things to take place. Hey, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. And by the way, does this not coincide? Does this not correlate with the very things that I'm talking about? What Americans tolerate their politicians to sow, America and Americans will reap. You are. And what are you reaping? Lawlessness. And I'm going to get over specifically to some past presidential administration so you can understand exactly what I'm talking about. Dan, how are you, brother? Thanks for calling in. What say you?
Hey, pretty good, Bradley. Great show. Hey, I'd like to make a couple points. I think a lot, these politicians, they're all compromised. They all have dirt on them. They're puppets to do the will of the
They're extorted boys. Is what they are, yes.
Right. And, you know, Obama was there for blacks to start trusting government, which they never have, rightly so. And I will tell you this about the Trump supporters, is the Trump supporters, they were fighters up until Trump came in because they believe being patriotic is sitting back and watching Trump do everything.
Exactly.
And he's going to fix everything. But I want to comment on something.
Yep, Dan, just hang on a second. I just want to make a comment on that. That is the sin of idolatry right there. That's exactly what idolatry is. Yep. Okay, go ahead.
And you know, I just feel like Trump was there to basically break the nation to hand over to Biden because we know
exactly.
That there's no way Biden won that election. But because of the lockdowns from the federal emergency order, the election that was a landslide was stolen. But I want to that last caller made a comment, and I kind of want to bring something up. There's something that Trump put into order last year in April, and it was just extended. It's the CDC director extends federal eviction moratorium. So what has happened through this pandemic is that landlords can't evict people who are in their houses that aren't paying rent, and that's backed by the federal government. It's basically another tool into bankrupt, you know, small Americans that are property owners.
Yeah. So let me ask you the question again. Where do they have the U.S. Constitution in backing that executive order? To basically, government has three purposes. Maintain order, restrain men from sin, justify the righteous, and condemn the wicked. There is no law in the books that tell us that government can come into play and begin to usurp businesses and begin to tell them what they can and cannot do with their businesses concerning how they make their living. That's a curse, Dan. The Bible says it's clearly a curse.
And I understand that fully, but what I'm saying is this is Saturday, January 30th, right here. It says the new Center for Disease Control director, Rachel Walensky, has officially signed the extension of the federal eviction moratorium, which means it's now in place until March 31st. So you have criminals in government that unfortunately, at a local level, they're not going to win anything because the federal government is so corrupt from these laws they're passing up there.
Yeah, but one thing in defense of law here, that's why we're here today, Dan. We're here today, ma'am, from Missouri, because we still have good judges. And we have local judges that are still throwing off that which is unconstitutional. And if it wasn't for those guys, we wouldn't be free today. And those guys are still in play. But to suggest or give ourselves over to the fact that they can go ahead and do what they want to do, that's just insanity every step of the way.
I understand it. And that's where I was going with that. It's like, we need a good judge to stand up to that and deem that unconstitutional. And that's what my point is. Where are the judges?
That's clearly unconstitutional. And I totally, I mean, we see that, you know, the 10,000 commandments of men that assert through policy constitutional law. We see it all day long, which is one more reason, Dan, for the American people to stand up and say, take back your government, because what we see is them complaining about their reflection. Again, we're the government, and if we're complaining about something, that's what we need to right. And it's time that the American people righted the wrongs.
I understand. You know, like, I just got to say this because I'm sure a lot of people here are dealing with this. But I have friends and I try to talk to them and I'm like, look, you better start to stand up to this tyranny. Well, I wear a mask so I don't offend people or upset people. And I said, no, you got to stop. And here's what they're saying. Then you don't understand what's going on in the background. Trump is going to come back in,
yep.
And he's going to save the day. And I'm like, these people have no fight because they're expecting Donald Trump to save them.
And that is exactly the end aim for those that are producing this PSYOP through QAnon nonsense. And it's exactly what they did back in 1920 in communist Russia. What they did is they neutralized their opponents by telling them that someone else was going to do the job for them. Again, nothing new under the sun. It's all being replayed because Americans have not learned from history. So what's happening, history is repeating itself. Dan, I'll give you the last word, my friend.
That's all I want to say is, you know, we need to put our hope and trust in Christ, and we need to stand up. And the more people that stand up, other people will see that and say, well, wait a minute. You know, I don't like wearing a mask either. And the more we stand up and other people see it, I think people will start to. But, you know, Christians have to get out of this mindset of Romans 13. And
yeah, they're not Christians, Dan. Yeah, they're not Christians. They're not Christians. They're clearly not Christians. Listen, I've been doing this for 23 years now, and my opposition, you know, I expect it to come from the world. But when it comes from those that call themselves Christians, inciting with that which is unconstitutional, saying there's lines between church and state, you can't do this. I mean, you're not dealing with Christianity, you're dealing with ignorance, and it's a lack of Christianity. So with that said, I get to see it all day long, and quite frankly, nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Christ did, and I understand exactly why he did it right off the offset of 23 years of ministry. So thank you for your call, my friend. I totally appreciate you. Totally appreciate you. We got Philip calling in from Louisiana. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Hey, listen, I love your show. I love your show. Been listening for a while. And I wish you were here in New Orleans on a regular basis at one of our local stations, too, besides this one.
Well, just for the record, I used to tour through Lake Charles, Louisiana, when I was in a rock and roll band before I got saved. I mean, it's true. The greatest miracle God can perform is take an unholy man out of an unholy situation, clean him up, and put him back into that unholy situation. But, man, before I got saved, I was in your backyard. So I just wanted to share that with you, Philip.
I hope somebody down here like Jeff Kruger picks you up soon. And I tell you, God bless you for the work that you're doing. You're telling the people the truth, and the truth is the only thing that's going to set us free. These people, these evil Nazi people, and that's what they are. I know a Nazi when I see them. I've been fighting for a long time in front of the abortion clinics. It's the new Nazi normal, 666 new Nazi normal protocols that nobody voted on, like maskation without representation and vaccination without representation. You know, the truth sets us free. Let me tell you something. Do not believe in hearsay or hearsay. And most of all, do not believe in folks you say. Just believe what Jesus said.
Amen.
Use us like we're cattle. We are not cattle. We are men. We are not numbers. We are men, like in the series of prisoner with the BBC. Brothers and sisters, we need to stand up to this tyranny. And they will take us and put us into gulags sooner or later. They'll keep vaccinating people till they kill us all. You know, I tell you, I can't believe it. I want to pinch myself every time that I feel like I'm stuck in a Star Wars movie or something. But this is real. But it can be reversed. You have to persevere and do not fear. God bless you all, and amen.
Thank you, sir, from Louisiana. I appreciate you, man. Love the energy. We're going to take a quick break. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. We've got some more callers coming up from New York and such. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King. Johnson & Johnson is seeking out approval for their one-shot coronavirus vaccine candidate. Dr. Anthony Fauci said even though the efficacy rate of the J&J vaccine is not impressive at 72%, it did offer other benefits.
It's a single-dose vaccine, not a two-dose vaccine. It's relatively inexpensive. It doesn't require a very stringent cold chain as opposed to, you know, minus 90-some-odd degrees for a freezer. It just requires a refrigerator.
The first conspiracy charges have been announced against members of the Proud Boys over their role in the January 6th insurrection at the Capitol. Two of them were already booked on lesser charges for their role at the riots at the Capitol. 170 people have been arrested so far. This is USA Radio News. On Friday, Russian President Vladimir Putin signed a five-year extension of the New START nuclear arms treaty with the U.S. His signature came a week before the Strategic Arms Reduction Treaty was set to expire. The agreement caps the two countries' deployed intercontinental ballistic missiles, submarine-launched ballistic missiles, and heavy bombers to 700. It also caps off deployed warlords at 1,550 each and launchers to 800 each. Russia's parliament gave its approval to the extension earlier this week. President Putin submitted it to lawmakers right after his Tuesday phone call with President Biden. It was their first call. Meteorologists are warning about the potential for a major snowstorm to strike the mid-Atlantic and northeast late this weekend. Forecasters say by the time the front reaches the Atlantic coast, it could erupt into a full-blown nor'easter. People should prepare for high winds and blizzard conditions. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe. Go ahead and join us on our social media platform and join us on Top Chat, or go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, and click onto that social media platform and join us on Top Chat. If you want to call in, please do. Oh, my goodness, friends, I got to get to the topic here, right? We're just taking it in part. We got Polly calling from New York. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you?
Sounds like you're stirring the people up here. I love it.
Amen.
That one woman who called, I was just thinking there is a place, Court Watch, that help. They're nationwide. They help people going into court. They're not as that, you know, how to speak to the judges. But what you're saying, you mentioned impeach. I've heard some politicians call for other politicians. They call for their resignation. It's like, okay, that's immediate. Like,
yeah,
they did this egregious thing. We're calling for their resignation. But it seems like we the people, and I love, like, Schaefer Cox starting the Liberty Bell in Alaska, Bundy, people's rights. It's, I think a lot of people are just beside themselves that they're feeling we're getting closer, that they're going to come knocking on our doors saying you got to get a vaccine or get tested, whatever. So could you just please explain some of the things individuals can do? A lot of people get, like, boggled by, well, I don't know the law, or it's like, you know.
Yeah, there is no law. There is no law, and that's the problem, people. Folks, the burden of proof lies upon them. They don't have the authority to implement through forced compliance the things that they're implementing. period. The burden of proof lies upon them. Tell them to show you the laws in which they're enforcing. There is no law. That's all I can tell you, Polly. By the way, I wanted to say, and where is Schaefer Cox today? Where are many of these? That's right. He's in prison for doing what? For warning the American people, namely as to what took place there in Alaska, for doing what? Standing up against pedophiles and drug dealing. Right, and then the people loved him, and what happened is that was deemed a threat, so they had to create crimes and throw him in prison. Which, by the way, the prison he is in never had congressional approval. Never. This is what's happening in America, friends. This is why I'm telling you to wake up. Thank you for the call from Polly in New York. Dan, is this Kentucky that's calling in right now? Are you calling from Kentucky?
Yes.
Oh, cool. Well, what say you, my friend?
Went into Walmart. Walmart says you have to wear a mask.
Yeah, well, tell Walmart they can.
What?
I said, Dan, just tell Walmart that you're not wearing a mask. It's just that simple.
Well, they say you can't come in here.
Oh, well, then tell them to prove the law that says you can't come in here. Because there isn't one. Matter of fact, I just had a guy most recently. My son went to the grocery store. This is about 3 weeks ago. And he went and got a couple things for dad and mom. And he told me as he walked in, he was ready to walk out. And he was going through the checkout lane. And they basically told him, one of the managers said, put your mask on. And he said, no, I'm good. I don't need a mask. And he pulled out a mask from his pocket and dangled it in front of his face and said, well, you're not buying that. You're not checking out unless you put this mask on. And my son said, are you kidding me? He said, no. My son goes outside, calls me. Within 2 minutes, I'm on the phone with the manager. And I told him, if you threaten my kid, harass my kid ever again, I will personally take it to you. I said to him, there is no law. My kid went back in, got his groceries, and he came home. And we are happy, right? Because, again, if they want to take it that far, we'll take it that far with them. But quite frankly, Dan, I'm sick and tired of it. Had another guy probably 3 weeks ago, walked into a Walmart, speaking of which, and he said, where's your mask? And I just turned around and looked at him. I'm 6'5", just for the record, okay? And I wasn't trying to intimidate him. I wanted to let him know that he needs to know his place. I turned around and I looked at him, and I said, mind your own business. You have no business asking me that question whatsoever. Okay. Another lady at a Walmart, around the same time, walking by, new employee. As she walked by me, she looked at me and she said, where's your mask? She pointed at her face. I said, are you supposed to be asking me that? Her face gets beet red and she keeps walking. She doesn't have a right to be mandating what the government doesn't have the law to enforce through mandating or force compliance. And furthermore, let me just take another step here really quick. When you look at the I've read this several times, but I'll read it again for you. But if you look at the black box, what does it tell you? It tells you on the mask, a little tag on the mask and on the black box, on the backside of these masks, it tells you it does not prevent COVID-19. As a matter of fact, this product is an ear loop mask. This product is not a respirator and will not provide any protection against COVID-19, coronavirus, or other viruses or contaminants. So they're telling you, they just want to see how stupid the American people are. They just want to see how far you can be pushed, because the American people are being gauged little by little. That's what's happening here, Dan.
Well, they're only saying that because they're being paid to say that to you.
Many of them are, correct. Correct. Yep. So with that said, I got to hit my topic. I appreciate you, brother. And I want to hit on some of these important topics, and namely the topic. And what we're talking about right now, friends, is what Americans tolerate their politicians to sow, Americans will reap, right? Well, let's just go back to the administration of that of Hillary Clinton. I don't know if you've ever seen the Deadpool around the Clintons, friends, but oh my goodness. I could sit on the radio for 3 hours today just naming off all of the people that were friends with the Clintons that are now dead. And of course, they committed suicide. They shot themselves 3 times in the head with the shotgun. And the American people drank the Kool-Aid, a good portion of them. The list goes on. And I'm looking at it. The bodyguards that were around the Major Williams Barkley dead, Captain Scott Reynolds dead, Sergeant Brian Hanley dead, Sergeant Tim Sable dead, Major General William Robertson dead. You see, friends, and by the way, here's my message to you. This is what happens when you consort with those that you work for. If you're told to lie, to steal, to kill by these people, what do you think at the end of the day when they don't need you anymore, what they're going to do with you? See, it's the same thing that Satan does with them. They just haven't come to that realization yet. But I got a whole list of individuals that were around the Clintons, and now they're all gone. Okay? If you look at the crimes of the Clintons, talking about you reap what you sow, and whatever you allow them to sow, the nation will reap. Remember the Travelgate scandal? And the American people let it go? Remember the Whitewater scandal? And the American people tolerated the authorities to do the right thing, which they've never done. Do you remember Vince Foster and how he died? Remember, he had too much information, and apparently he committed suicide, too. That whole thing was a kabocle. It was all false. It was all deception. They even had the gun in the wrong hand when they took the pictures, friends. Remember the Filegate scandal, and the American people gave him a pass? Remember the Lootergate scandal, and the American people gave him a pass? You remember the drug dealer donor scandal, and the American people gave the Clintons a pass? Remember Chinagate, and the American people gave him a pass? Right? Right? What are we supposed to do? What are we supposed to do? What does common sense say you need to do? Remember the Ponzi scheme and the political favor scandal by that of the Clintons? Yep. You remember all this, right? Just wanted to make sure. And let me ask you something. Has it stopped? Or do they continue on their crime sprees? It continues. Why? Because the American people don't know what to do. Listen to me carefully. Because we hear from the American people, they don't know what to do. Anything been done about it? Nope. How much can these agencies be trusted if they're not enforcing the law against criminals in Washington? No, the actors in Washington are extorted men. You can rest assured. Okay? What about Barack Hussein Obama? And what are we talking about right now, friends? We're talking about what Americans tolerate their politicians to sow. America, you, 330 million people, will reap what you tolerate. You'll reap what you tolerate, okay, by allowing corruption to sow their seeds, right? If you look at Barack Hussein Obama now going up to him, who is foreign-born, he admitted it. We played the audio several times. Michelle, Barack Obama called him Michael three times that we know of on audio. We played that audio for you. We know that he's a foreigner. And we know that he committed the act of just this first list is 1,375 transgressions of Barack Obama, his lies, his law-breaking corruption and cronyism, his hypocrisy and waste. And on top of that, even entertaining America's sworn enemies within the people's White House. But the American people don't know what to do. They didn't know what to do. No, I mean, just let him do what he wants to do. Let him sow treason. What do you think he's giving aid to? That's called a violation of anybody's law in anybody's country, Article 3, Section 3, right? I got a whole list here. 1,375 times he's given the American people the finger. Okay? Carried out military intervention in Libya without congressional approval, your Congress, America, gave a no-bid contract to Halliburton, who made $39.5 billion off the Iraqi war. Okay. Remember, they didn't find any weapons of mass destruction that the conservatives of the day told you about, who are, in fact, yesterday's liberals? Yep, yep. Truth be told, friends. Right? God is the truth giver. Let every man be a liar, because that's the fact. Okay? We have, has close ties to Wall Street? Of course. That's who they work for, but pretends to support Occupy Wall Street. I want to keep in mind Scripture, friends, that God is in control of all things at all times and all places. That's why he's called the Almighty. Okay? Don't ever give your words over to the enemy and adding strength to their crimes against humanity. Okay? I want to say this. They don't work for Wall Street. America's under judgment right now. They work for the Lord to chastise and judge his people. Okay? That's what it comes down to. Broke his promises to close Guantanamo Bay. This is Barack Obama. $700 billion to TARP. The list goes on. stacked the Muslim Brotherhood and federal governments, gave away our F-16s to the Muslim Brotherhood. We aided the Muslim Brotherhood with our money, he did, as well as Iranians, as you all well know. And the list goes on. What do you suppose we're going to reap if we allow these men to sow these seeds? We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Brian from Michigan here. I have had the benefit of witnessing Bradley Dean and the other Sons and Daughters of Liberty fighting for our youth and delivering messages of truth. I am honored to have this opportunity to share my thoughts and want to thank Bradley, his family, and the other Sons and Daughters of Liberty for continuing to support and fight on a daily basis.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Liberty. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Just wanted to say this. No more calls, sorry. Just wanted to let you know as to what's taking place here. Okay? The American people don't know what to do right, but they allow corrupt politicians to do the wrong. 86% of the people in this country call themselves Christians. Let me just put this to you really quick. His watchmen are blind. They are all ignorant. They are all dumb dogs. They cannot bark. Sleeping, lying down, loving to slumber. The Lord says they're greedy dogs which can never have enough, and they are as shepherds that cannot understand. They all look to their own way, everyone for his own gain. Well, the first prerequisite is to deny yourself and take up your cross daily. See, he who tries to save his life will lose it, and he who loses his life for my sake will find it. Okay? Isaiah 56, verse 10 through 11. That's where we're at today. The American people don't know what to do. This is insane. It's embarrassing. Our wisdom in the sight of the nations, friends, is to obey God because we love God, period. Because we're thankful for what God did through his son, Jesus Christ, on Calvary. And out of gratitude, which is the mother of holiness, we obey him. And if we really truly have hope in him, we'll hold to his word in bringing about resolve. Isaiah 58, verse 12. Okay? Just talking about politicians, administrations, friends. What Americans tolerate, their politicians to sow, Americans will reap. Look at George Bush, Jr., and Sr., by the way. You look at George W. Bush, friends, we had September 11th. What was created out of September 11th, friends? Well, the Patriot Act, which came about to be the Unpatriot Act, where they created agencies to war against the people in this country. We were told that it was a foreign enemy that was attacking us, only to find out a foreign enemy couldn't have done to Americans in a million years what their own said representatives did. Okay? What's been the fruit of that? Well, you have the TSA, which is a violation of the Fourth Amendment of the Bill of Rights, and the American people gave it a pass. Okay? How come it's never the government coming in when these crises take place? Why is it that they never come in to enforce the law? Like, for example, when a crime was committed with a gun, they blame the gun. And then they blame the good guys that own the guns, not the bad guy that made the choice to do it. You see how backwards people are in this country today? It's scary. It really is. So we got to George Bush. Now let's go to the next one. I want to hit this one too. So we see Donald Trump. Not in this order, by the way. We had Obama, right? Then this guy, Donald Trump. And I remember writing an article back in August of 2020, if the mainstream media was really out to get the president, then why haven't they told you that Donald Trump is every step of the way doing the opposite of what he promised to do? Right? Remember, U.S. Education Secretary Betsy DeVos signed on to a radical global declaration that calls for, among other absurdities, brainwashing children to believe in the United Nations-backed ideology of total government known as sustainable development under Donald Trump. You didn't hear about that, did you? No. That's pretty crazy. But it's out there if you want to know. Did anybody ever take the time to notice that those that were attacking Donald Trump, they weren't being prosecuted? Nobody can deny this, right? They were, in fact, being rewarded. Anybody pay attention to that? Anybody pay attention to the fact that while you were being sold by Mike Spence, creepy Mike Spence, and Donald Trump, that he's the most pro-life president in the history of America, which is untrue, friends. That's ludicrous. We didn't have abortion in this country until 1973, right? And that's never been law either, for the record. But it's interesting that CNS News reported that despite promising to defund Planned Parenthood, President Donald Trump signed a budget Friday which passed the Republican-led Congress that fully funds the nation's largest abortion provider. Didn't want to talk about that neither. No, because he's now our man to do for us what we're willing to do for ourselves. No, we didn't want to judge him by his fruit. We just wanted to go ahead and take him for face value, and he teed us up, just like Dan said from Ohio, teed us up for a Joe Biden. It's exactly what he did. And if it wasn't true, then why didn't he prosecute Joe Biden for the crimes that he was accusing him of, namely treason, right? As a matter of fact, Planned Parenthood continued to get more than $600 million from Donald Trump. That's $100 million more than Barack Obama. This is a fact, okay? It was also interesting to note at the same time corrupt government was illegally prosecuting a man for exposing the crimes of Planned Parenthood against humanity, Donald Trump signed a federal animal cruelty bill. The president signed a federal animal cruelty bill, okay? Most people didn't want to admit it, but the fact of the matter is the fruit is there, and facts are stubborn things. The first 500 days of Donald Trump's administration, he passed 55 gun control laws. Nobody wanted to talk about that because Donald Trump's our man. He wants to make America great again, but nobody was paying attention to the fact that he was doing just the exact opposite of what he promised to do. The list goes on. Remember, he was going to eradicate the national deficit? It's now up $8.3 trillion from when he started. That's twice as much as Barack Obama, for the record. Okay. Remember the ever-changing promises about the wall, only to find out that the wall that's been built is refurbished? In other words, it was wall that fell down, that it was refurbished? Yeah, didn't want to talk about that, no matter how many times I played the audio. See, this is what the American people are doing. They're doing it to themselves. Remember when Donald Trump was being praised by homosexuals on a global scale because he was going to decriminalize sodomy, which God calls an abomination? Who was there supporting him? The professed Christians. He was advocating what God clearly condemned, Then we had Judicial Watch report, and we found out that Donald Trump was aiding and abetting terror-tied Muslim organizations times three in America by dumping tens of millions of dollars into them. Nobody wanted to hear that neither, because he's making America great again, right? The list goes on, and the list goes on, and the list goes on, and the list goes on. Now we have a Joe Biden. Now we have a Joe Biden saying that, you know, out of his own mouth, you know, the American people voted for me. They want you to believe that first and foremost. You just heard during the break, friends, as a matter of fact, they're convicting an attorney that's basically saying that there was major voter fraud. Did you hear this? Do you understand what's at play? They're silencing anybody that dares stand up against them and their crimes. By the way, bad guys, not a good place to put yourself, just for the record. And as faithful as I'm going to be, a faithful witness delivers souls, I'm telling the bad guys what they need to know, too, because they're going to bow their knee and they're going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, regardless if they want to or not. It matters not. Read Hebrews 9:27. It applies to all of us. All roads lead to the judgment seat of Christ, right? Apparently, the American people voted Joe Biden in, and he said that he's going to drop all the immigration laws. He's just going to let them flood into America. Apparently, everybody in this country wanted a pro-Planned Parenthood president where they can just go ahead and kill babies, murder them, dissect them, and then harvest their baby parts at will. Apparently, Americans, we're supposed to believe that we all voted for this, right? I guess we voted in a president that said it's okay for men to go in girls' dressing rooms because this just passed. And I guess this is the message that we're all supposed to believe that we all just voted in. But again, keep in mind, the American people don't know what to do. The American people don't know what to do. Folks, I've had enough today. I've really had enough. I'm going to bring in my wife really quick. And her name is Stephanie Joy. She's my better half, and I'm going to let her convey to you over the last 2 minutes what it is that keeps us out there.
Well, you know, it's interesting, and we get a lot of people that we talk to, and we get a lot of emails and a lot of phone conversations and things and so on and so forth. And we talk to people about what's going on in the world, and it can be overwhelming. It kind of reminds me of, you know, that old hymn, when sorrows like sea billows roll, and there's one thing after another, after another, after another. But like Peter, you know, we can walk on the water and we can keep our eyes fixed upon Jesus and stay walking on the water, or we can look at the billowing, rolling waves and be overcome and be overwhelmed and sink. And today you have to make a choice. You have to say, you know what, either I'm going to keep my feet planted on the rock and in the Word of God and believe the King's words, or I'm going to believe the mainstream media and everyone else that says it's hopeless and there's nothing we can do, and I'm going to sink beneath the waves. Either we're going to keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, walk on the water, and get to where we need to go and do what we need to do by His grace and through His power as we overcome through the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, as the Word of God says, or we are going to sink beneath the waves. You have a choice today. There's many people who feel, oh, what can we do, and we're hopeless and this and that. We have hope because we know where our hope is. Our hope is in Christ. And for those of you who are kind of feeling, oh, you know, I don't know what to do, let me just give you a little encouragement. I'm going to sing a little portion of a song here, actually. Charles Spurgeon, who is that prince of preachers that Bradley really likes, he sings this little thing that I put together. But I want to say this. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and support our work, too, as well. If we get cut off at the end of this, we need your support to be able to continue to do what we do. If you say, hey, everyone in America needs to see this, then please, in a sense, put your money where your mouth is and help us get this word out there as best you can. And for all those people who support our ministry, we cannot say thank you enough. So as we leave, let's hopefully get this song in for just a minute. We'll have to do it next time. You know, here comes the music coming on right now. But we appreciate all you guys for what you do. We'll try to do it on Monday. We'll get this song kicked off for you. But in the meantime, have a wonderful weekend and keep your eyes fixed upon the author and the finish of your faith. We love you by what you do. Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis.
everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.